This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
What's up, people? Welcome to the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and this is the first episode of my new segment, Uneducated and Mildly Informed. So basically, I'm just here to talk my shit. I want to shout out my sponsors, the Junction Complex and Junction Sound. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. So let's get into it. A group of wise men known as the Ghetto Boys once said, "You gotta let a hoe be a hoe." And in the history of the English language, I don't think there's ever been a sequence of words that has made more sense. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the backbone of this beautiful city. Let's talk about the lifeblood of Las Vegas. That's right, hoes. It's your time to shine, baby. The COVID pandemic hit Las Vegas harder than almost any other major city. And as we get ready to fully reopen, we need a jumpstart to get back on track. And whether you know it or not, prostitution is running rampant, not just in Vegas, but all around the world. These girls are selling that poontang like hotcakes. And whether it's legal or not, let's be honest, prostitutes play a major factor in the allure of Las Vegas, the fantasy of Las Vegas. And not only that, but it's our goddamn identity. Las Vegas was built on the back of the prostitutes. Before the corporations, before the mob, it was a little place downtown called Block 16. Do your homework. It was the gambling halls, booze, and you guessed it, prostitutes. And as Las Vegans, I think it's time we start giving these women the respect that they deserve. I mean, what's the big deal? We've heard it all before. Prostitution is the oldest profession in the world because, hello, humans like to fuck. You watching this video right now, you like to fuck. So if a woman wants to charge a man to use her body, she should have the right to do so because it's her body. Feminist and pro-choice people, where you at? We got the government telling people what they can and can't do with their body. Sound familiar? So, what's the solution, you ask? I'll tell you. We need to set the pussy free because our city's economy depends on it. Legalize it, regulate it, tax it. Look how successful the marijuana industry turned out to be when the lawmakers got their head out of their ass. You make it safe for the girls, give them the health care they need, give them a safe environment to work, and give our tourists the opportunity to have a good time. These people come into Las Vegas every year and spend millions on hotel rooms, conventions, restaurants, entertainment. Our whole economy is based on tourism. So I think our tourists should be able to enjoy a little stress-free pussy if they please to. That's fair, right? Look, Las Vegas, we're in trouble. Thousands of people are still out of work. Tourism is at an all-time low. Conventions have been canceled. We need to put the pussies back to work, and we need to empower that pussy. We need to provide for that pussy because our city depends on it. So all you lawmakers and politicians out there listening, remember one thing, ain't no business like hoe business. I love you, Las Vegas. Go Knights.
It's the E-Square Podcast.